It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station on the air at this time or any time, because we're praying. We're praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We believe that America must wake up, that we are living in dangerous days and dangerous times here in America. And so we are praying. We are interceding on behalf of this nation, of this land, knowing that God can do anything, but He will not until we pray. And when we pray, there is a response. And so I'm so thankful for those of you that are listening to BPN Radio, and you are praying with me on a daily basis, a regular basis, and I'm very grateful for that. And I just want to encourage you by letting you know that God is at work in your life, and the thing that changes us is being able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, because we will not know what to do unless we hear His voice. And so we pray for two major reasons. We pray to know God, and pray to know what He wants us to do. And God responds to the prayers of His people. And so we're going to pray today. First of all, I just want to thank you for being a part of BPN. If you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, you can do that by going to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and where it says donate, you can click on donate, and you can make a contribution through your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you want to send us a check, you can certainly do that by making your check payable to Breakout Prayer Network. Send it to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And so we just appreciate your contributions, and we know that it takes finances to do what we are doing. And we believe that you're sowing into good soil. I've been leading prayer in this nation since 1967. I've been a national prayer leader since 1985, and I'm still calling for you to help me pray. If you'd like to receive my daily prayer that comes via email, you can go to letsprayamerica.com. That's letsprayamerica.com, and you can sign up there, and you can represent yourself. You can also have your church represented and your nation represented, because we believe in the power of prayer. Got Leland, my spiritual grandson, on today. We've been together this week in Austin, Texas. It's been a major meeting has been going on with Leland leading worship and young people preaching and praying and prophesying. It's just been quite awesome. And Leland is going to be on the phone with us on his way back to Nashville. On the phone with us, we're going to talk about what has been going on during the week, because it's been great. And if you want to know more about Young Preachers International, you just go to youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. Before we get Leland on the phone here, four-time Grammy nominee and the one that sings our theme song here, we want to pray quickly for some prayer requests. And we want to pray for Janice's request. She wrote in, she said, "I want my children to come 360 full circle back to Jesus, hunger for more of God." And she also has a house for sale. So we just pray right now in Jesus' name for Janice and her needs. Tamara, she wrote the following to pray for finances for the upcoming election there in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we pray for those finances. And Christina wrote the following prayer request. And she's praying for salvation for all of her family members: Camille, Christopher, Miranda, Elias, Fred, Deborah, Lucy, Ashley, AJ, Anna, Harper, Martha, Albert, Harvey, Barbara, Julie, Jane, Steve, Craig, Joe, Judy, George, Joan, John. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for their salvation, household salvation, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, like, we got Leland on the phone. We're going to talk with him, and he's going to sing his brand new song. And so here we go. Okay, it's good to have with me here on BPN today my grandson Leland. We have been together in Austin, Texas, at the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering this week, and I've been able to have Leland in my life since December of 1999. Watched him grow up. Four-time Grammy nominee and mighty man of God. Leland, it's good to have you on today.
Hey, Papa Dale, I'm honored to be on today. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we've had a great week, haven't we?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been an awesome week. We saw God do some great stuff the past few days, and I was really encouraged being around these young kids and young preachers that just at the end of the day, they're just young kids that have a passion for Jesus and a hunger for Jesus, and they don't just want to preach for Jesus, but they want to follow Him and live for Him, and it's encouraging and inspiring, and yeah, and gives me hope for the future of America and the future of the church. So,
yeah. I agree. My hope for our nation has been renewed this week, seeing these firebrands, these high school and college aged young men, young ladies. We had some young ladies really did great. And I'm really encouraged about that. And so good to be with you and your wife Mandy this week, and of course your mom, your mom and dad, and your sister and your brother-in-law, the family. And we've done a lot of these music and prayer and prophecy gatherings over the years. It's been fantastic. And this year in Austin at Jubilee Christian Center was another fantastic week. Last night was awesome. And yeah, I'm really excited about the new song that you've written this week. And
yeah, that was a special, you know, you've always, I never really heard that saying, that motto that your parents got and put in a plaque.
Yeah.
They bought for a dollar and put it on your wall in your mm-hmm. home growing up. And I've always remember, because when our family started traveling with you, Papa Dale, I was about 11 years old. And
yeah.
And I remember going to services, and for 2.5 years, we pretty much traveled together nonstop. And I remember many a night where you would quote that famous quote that says,
Only one life. It will soon be passed. Yeah. Only what's done for Christ will last. Yeah, that's it.
And that's been on repeat in my heart for a long time, even since I was 11 years old. And so you started repeating it last night, and there was just something special there. And I leaned over to my mom, and I was like, Mom, isn't there there should be a hymn that says that or something like it. And I think there is still a hymn that has something like it, but we couldn't remember what it was. And so I just, the Holy Spirit just dropped a new song in my heart that had those words in it. And it was awesome. It was a really special moment. And I think he dropped it for you.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I was really touched by it and grateful. You were just singing things that have been in my heart for a long time. And I'm very thankful and grateful. So it's been a great week and just been an honor to, be a part of your life and watch you grow up and be a part of you and Randy's wedding and watch God use you in such a special way. I mean, even, you know, I really began to see you 11 years old, you were going for it, but 14, 15 years old, you were really blossoming. 16, you had your own band and going for it. And I'm just so thankful to see how God is using you, not only for as a songwriter and singer, but you are a tremendous preacher, Leland.
Oh, thank you, Papa.
Wow, I was just so moved by your ministry, how you preached Sunday night and this week, and how you shared with those young preachers, those high school and college age students. And your ability to communicate with them was quite awesome, and I know that you poured a lot into these young people this week.
Yeah, well, I think the one thing for me that I was so I get passionate about when I get around young people, either they're young guys or girls that want to do ministry or want to do music or whatever that is, whatever that passion is in their heart, I get really passionate getting around them, just because, you know, I'm 27 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still very young, but when we started, like you said, when we started with the band, I was even younger. I was 15, 16 when we started full-time traveling with the band. And before that, the family was on the road with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just, it's almost like I get passionate when I get around the young kids because I want to tell them what not to do, you know? Because I feel like I've learned what not to put my identity in.
Right.
I feel like that's what God's been trying to teach me for the past 10 years, you know, is what not to put my identity in. You know,
right.
We never should put our identity in the giftings that God's given us,
mm-hmm.
or even in the good things in life, or like in relationships and people and our marriage.
I appreciate your you sharing with us today, Leland. And I know that we talked a lot about identity. And so many young people, they're having so many peer pressures in life. And I believe that their identity is, their self-worth, their self-value is in what their friends think about them. And, I know you talked about, your identity is not in your music, your songwriting. You can lay it all down. And because that's not your identity, and I know that you've come to a very important place in your life, but there may be some young people out there that so many young people, their whole self-worth, as I said, is according to their peers, what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. They're, in fact, you know, even older people, their self-worth is in the size of home they have, or how many pieces of property, or their education, or their job title, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when you meet somebody, the first thing, I'm talking about adults in the marketplace or in the workplace, first of all, you're asking them, you know, where did you go to college? Where do you work? What business do you own? And so it's like that we place the value of our lives on titles, degrees, who we know, how much we have in the bank. And I think I definitely think we miss it when that happens, particularly young people.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the biggest attacks in the lie of the enemy that he's spreading throughout the earth, especially in my generation and all generations. I think it's the battle we all face that, you know, God, we were never meant for the opinions of man and the things of the world to potter us. We were always meant for the truth of the word of the truth of the love of God to potter us.
Yeah.
So I can every day I can wake up and I can either allow man's opinion of me and life to potter me and mold me, or I can allow truth to speak louder than life and opinions of man. Let that mold me and potter me.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the biggest thing, is understanding every day that you were never put on this earth for yourself, but we were put on this earth to be made one with the image of God, after the likeness of God, and manifest His glory, which is His image in the world today. I think that's one of the biggest things for me that God's teaching me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have you to pray for say a prayer here in a little while. I do want to talk about what's going on in your life. I know that you and Mandy have moved to Nashville. And you're still traveling. I know you've been a lot. We were talking last night. You've been a lot of different places just in the past few weeks. I mean, I'm talking about internationally. Where have you been?
Well, we've kind of been on almost a long trip since the end of May. It's been a really busy summer, but it's been an awesome summer. At the end of May, we did a extensive Europe trip. We started in the Netherlands, and then we went to Norway, and then we went we played at Christian festivals in both of those places. Surprisingly, Netherlands and Norway, God's doing a lot of really special things. They're really awakening that both of those countries, and whenever you go to festivals and Christian events, you see it. People are very hungry for the Lord, and so we went from there to Netherlands, Norway, to Poland, and Poland is an interesting country. It's a very Catholic country, very steeped in into Catholicism, and so it can tend to have a very religious atmosphere, very hard atmosphere for people. It seems like people are really. We walked into a couple Catholic churches that week in the main. We stayed in the main city called Krakow. And we walked into a couple of churches during their services, and there were no young people. So the first thing I recognized is that there was no young people in that church. It was all elderly people. And all of them were repeating a Catholic prayer. But it just felt very heavy in the room, like people were just they were just crying out to God. It just felt very desperate. It didn't feel like there was not wasn't much love in the air or much truth. Felt very robotic and religious, and so we were there for about 3 days. And on the third day that we were there, we played at a festival called Jesus Festival. It was actually run by a Catholic ministry, and they're so sweet. The people that we met there, the priest that put on this event, were so full of Jesus and loved the Lord, so we had to have an interpreter because most of the people can't speak English there in Poland. And we played and just led worship. And then we would kind of take little mini breaks, and I would talk about the love of God and being adopted and identity, all the stuff we've been talking about, and God wants to make us His children, and as soon as I started talking about that, you could just see people, their demeanors change, their faces change, and you saw them immediately responding in their hearts to that, because there's such a desperation for the love of mercy and the tenderness of God in that country.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing looking out, there's thousands of people at the big outside family festival, and a lot of families are there. I remember looking out during that night, and the presence of God was moving, and we were just singing "Holy," and I talked about the two versions of "Holy." That one part of "Holy" is that God is completely other, and meaning His ways are higher than ours, His thoughts are higher than ours, and He's just the wisdom of the world is foolishness to Him. He's so completely other. And that inspires us to be like Him. And the other part of holy, when we sing holy, is that it's an intimate holy, meaning that, God, I want to be wholly yours. And you set me apart to be yours. I'm set apart to be completely yours. And that's my worship, is my life given to you. And so we talked about that, and we started singing holy, and I looked out there, and there is a father, a dad, and middle-aged man. He had a son on his shoulders. The son was maybe about 6 years old, 5, 6 years old. And the dad lifted his hands up to the Lord and had tears coming down. And then the son saw his dad lifted up his hands. The son closed his eyes and lifted up his hands while he was on his dad's shoulders. And they were both worshiping Jesus. And it was just such an awesome picture. And so we left Poland, came back, and we were home for a day in the States. And then the next day we went to Louisiana, and then from Louisiana to Canada for a week, and then from Canada for a week to Florida, and then from Florida to Brazil, and then from Brazil to Norway again.
Oh,
and then
wow.
from Norway to Sweden, and then Sweden back home. And it's just been a wild ride. It's amazing.
You have been on the road. And you've been on the road for about 10 or 11 years. You guys have traveled. And
we've traveled really hard.
It's been amazing what God has done in your life, what He's doing with you and the band. And I know you have some incredible writing opportunities that await you. And I know there's a new rhythm that's coming up in your life. And I know there's a new opportunity that is with I don't know if you have a moment to talk about your new connection with Bethel in Reading. And tell us what's happening there.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a total God story. So our band used to be signed to a major Christian label, and we were on a major Christian label for about 8 or 9 years, and we did four albums on a major Christian label, and our last big album to do on a label was called Great Awakening. It was a studio record that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that we left our label, and it was kind of mutual, you know. We weren't doing that well financially for our label, and also we really had a passion to go pursue ministry full-time and not just be a band. And so it was a mutual thing. And so when we left the label, we were independent for about a year or over a year. And during that year, we did our own live worship EP that's actually out on iTunes right now. It's called Christ Be All Around Me.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that, which is a live night of worship with about 50 of our friends in a house.
Yeah, that's great.
And
you and Michael W. Smith also did that together, didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah,
we did the song Christ Be All Around Me together, and
mm-hmm.
And so that was a special thing. But then after we recorded that EP, we started traveling a little bit, and there was a lot of changes that happened in the band. And a couple of the guys that had been in the band for years, since the very beginning, left to go pursue some other things in life that they were excited about. And then my brother, who's been in the band since the very beginning, we sent him out to go pastor a church. He's always mm-hmm. wanted to pastor a church.
Yeah.
And so him and Whitney are pastoring a church full time now in Franklin, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And so really within a year, it was pretty wild. So within less than a year, three of our guys that have been in the band since the beginning were gone and pursuing other ventures in life and mm-hmm. in new seasons. Mm-hmm. And so me and Casey, our guitarist, were kind of left there kind of going, oh man, what do we do now? we're like, man, God, we know you got this in your hands, but we're a little freaked out. And so we just had a passion to keep going and keep writing music and keep traveling and doing what mm-hmm. we've been doing. And so mm-hmm. we just prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to bring new band members in that would love Jesus and that would be the right people. And mm-hmm. literally within a few months, God just started highlighting different people in our life. And so the band that travels with us now is a group of three really young guys that just love Jesus, and they're kind of all like little brothers to me. And I used to be the baby in the band and the youngest, and now I'm the oldest. And it's interesting, those roles switching and kind of moving more into a pastoral position in the band, which is fun and exciting and scary. But it's been awesome. And so I wrote a song with Brian Johnson, who's at Bethel. He's Bill Johnson's son. He's mm-hmm. one of the main worship leaders there.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song with him called Lion and the Lamb. And we wrote it actually over text conversation. I sent him the idea through text, and he really liked it, and we just wrote it through text. And he would send me some recordings. I would send him some recordings. And over about a month and a half, me and Brian and another friend of mine named Britton Brown, we wrote the song called Lion and the Lamb. And after we wrote that song, Brian started singing it at his church at Bethel uh-huh. and started singing it in their worship services.
Yeah.
And it just really connected with their church. And we were singing it on the road, and it was connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just got really excited about the song, and I started talking with him about their label and their church and what God was doing there. And he shared their heart about what they're doing. And so it kind of started there. We just clicked and we just knew it was a God. You know, God will bring in people into your life and certain seasons of your life. Some people will be for, you know, in their life, divine relationships for the majority of your life, uh-huh. like you've been in my part of my life for a uh-huh. long time.
Yeah.
And we'll always be there. But, sometimes God will bring specific people for specific seasons, and mm-hmm. I really felt like they were just a part of our DNA. It just felt like being home when we were mm-hmm. there. We went to their church for about 4 days and did some meetings and did a little bit of songwriting, but it was mainly just hanging out with people and going to church, and it just felt like home being there. And we've done a couple trips since then. It's been amazing, and so we're signing with Bethel, and we'll
All
probably
right.
start working on a record this next year and releasing that at some point early next year. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
All right. I've got it all queued up, and I'm going to play it here in just a moment. The Lion,
all right.
The Lion and the Lamb. And
right.
Why don't you pray a prayer and introduce this song, and we'll play the song. And just want you to know, Leland, I sure love you, and I'm so delighted to have been with you in Austin, and looking forward to our times together. Following your progress, and I bless you and Mandy, all you put your hands to do. What a wonderful blessing that you've been to my life all these years. And I know that God is using you guys both in a very special way. And one day we'll interview Mandy about what's happening in
That's
her life
right.
in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
you got more creativity and talent in your pinky than I do in my whole body.
So that's great. Well, say a prayer, introduce the Lion and the Lamb, and we'll play the song and conclude our time together.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jesus, that you're the Lion of Judah, and you're fighting for us today, that no matter what battles we face today, no matter what trials and difficulties that we face, that, Lord, we're more than conquerors in you. And God, that doesn't just mean that all of our problems go away. That doesn't just mean that all the trials and difficulties go away. We're always going to have sufficient for every day is the trouble that's in it. But God, we're more than conquerors through your love. And meaning that, God, that you transform our perspective about life, that we're not on the planet for ourselves. We're not on the planet so that everything goes according to plan and what we desire. But we're on the planet, Lord, to be made one with you. And to lay down our life, to deny ourselves, and take up our cross, and follow you, and become your image to the world.
Yeah.
That, Lord, it's a joy being just like our Father in heaven.
Yeah.
And Jesus, you came to shed your blood to to adopt us into the family of God. And Jesus, you are the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. Yeah. And your blood has redeemed us, God, not just from our sin, but it's redeemed us, Lord, from the lie that sin is just a lie about our identity and our nature. We were always created for your likeness, God, and sin is the opposite of your likeness. And so thank you, Lord, that your blood, Jesus, was shed, the Lamb, of spotless Lamb of God. You became my sin. You became our sin. And you, when you were lifted up, we saw that what was cursing us and destroying us has been cursed and has been destroyed. Meaning, when you were lifted up, our sin was lifted up. And God, we see that it has been defeated. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent that had been as the judgment of the people and was destroying the people, when it was lifted up and killed on the stick, God, that when they looked at what was killing them, that had been destroyed, and they began to have lives. Thank you, Lord, that when we look at you, Jesus, we see the Lamb of God who bore our sin in his body and has destroyed the work and the power of sin and death. And Lord, we become your image today. Your blood flows over us, but your blood also flows through us. And you call us son and daughter today, God. And our identity is in the love of the Father and in your love, Jesus, that as the Father has loved you, so you have loved us. And our joy today is abiding in your love and becoming your love to the world. And we love you, Jesus. We honor you today. We worship you. Let our life witness to others, God. Yeah. Not just our voice, not just our sermons, not just our songs, but let our life, God, be a testimony and a witness to people every single day, Lord. Let our lives be worship to you, a sacrifice of praise and worship to you 24 hours a day, God. Help us to see others the way you see them, that every person has the price tag of the blood of Jesus on their life, and let us treat them according to that value. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship you, Jesus, that you've overcome it all, and we put our faith and all of our hope and all of our future in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, wonderful. I've set myself in agreement with you, Leland. And you want to introduce the song? I'm going to play it. And you wrote The Lion of the Lamb. You and who else wrote the song?
So me and Brian Johnson
and Johnson.
A guy named and Britton Brown.
Okay.
Britton Brown wrote some great worship songs too. We just wrote it all together through text. And so the song talks about what we prayed about there, the Lion of Judah, and it meaning he's fighting for us. He's mighty and strong in battle. And he's fighting our battles for us today, but he's also the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. And it might seem like a dichotomy, but they're both powerful and overcoming. And the Lamb of God has overcome sin. The Lion of Judah makes us more than a conqueror through trials and difficulties, but we become the image of God in the middle of that junk. And that the Lamb of God, is his blood was shed for us before the foundation of the world, and every new battle was the Lamb.
All right. Okay, Leland. Well, that's fantastic, and so delighted to have you on today here with us on BPN Radio, and
brand new song.
Here we go. That must be you. Sounds like Leland. God bless you. Have a good day today.
We've only played it like maybe 6 or 7 times, so this is almost like the first time to play it. So we need you guys to sing loud. Can you sing loud with us tonight? Two of my favorite names for God. God has a lot of names, but two of the names that I love, one is the Lion of Judah. That means that God is fighting for us. We don't have to fight our battles on our own. The Bible says that the Lord is strong and mighty in battle. Amen? Do you believe that? And then one of my other favorites is a scripture that talks about Jesus being the Lamb of God. Everybody say the Lamb of God. Come on, say it, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, that means that the Bible says that we are redeemed not by gold and by silver, but we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. His blood washes away our sins. His blood has redeemed us. He's the perfect sacrifice on the cross for us. Amen? So this song talks about that. It's called Lion and the Lamb. Here we go.
Well, there you have Leland, my spiritual grandson, on with us today, and their brand new song they're bringing out, written by he and Brian Johnson of Bethel in Redding, California, and Leland is now part of that group. We had a great week in Austin with the young people. Wow, Young Preachers International. If you want to find out more about Young Preachers International, you can go to youngpreachers.net. Youngpreachers.net. You can find out more about that. So thankful for all of the young people that have gathered this week in Austin, Texas. Just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We had some of these young men and young ladies were preaching incredible, incredible sermons, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful. And so I believe there's hope for our nation because of these young people. I call them firebrands, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm so very, very grateful and thankful. Father, we pray for these young people, these young preachers, firebrands that have been in Austin. And we pray for young people all across America, different nations of the world, as they respond to the call to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And Lord, we just know that there is hope for our nation because of the preaching of the Word of God. And we're excited, very grateful. We believe that an awakening is coming to America, and we believe it's going to start with the message of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. And people are going to be turning to God. Young people are going to be turning to God, giving their lives to God, repenting of their sins, accepting Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And we just believe that God is awakening this nation. And I pray right now for another spiritual awakening in America. I've been praying now for many, many years that people will turn away from their sin, turn away from their selfishness, turn away from their lifestyle, and accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and follow Him. Peter said, "I'm following the Lord." And I just pray right now, Lord, that You would just raise up an army of young people who are going to follow You and live for You and serve You with all of their mind, soul, body, and strength, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray today, if there are young people or anybody out there that does not know You, Lord, as their personal Savior, I pray in Jesus' name right now that that they would accept You in the name of Jesus. You might just want to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me by Your blood with Your strength and help. I'm going to live for You, serve You. I'm going to do Your will. Only have one life to live. Only have one life to give. I'm going to give it and live it for You. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. For I declare that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe there's only one way to salvation. I don't believe that every other religion is a way. I believe that Jesus is the way. He's the only way. And by His death, burial, and resurrection, we believe and we receive His forgiveness in Jesus' name. And we're thankful for the grace of God that has been extended to each of us as we journey through this life. And Father, we know that we have a privilege to be alive and well at this point in history. And we're going to serve You and live for You all the days of our life. And Lord, may we not live life for ourselves, but may we live life for others, for others. The young man from Scotland Caleb that was preaching last night. He was talking about William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, and he was only able to send a telegram with one word, and the one word was others. So we're not living life for ourselves. We're laying down our lives for others. And if it's just about us, we're going to become very despondent. We're going to become very self-centered, very unhappy. But we know that life is about others. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we just give our lives to you, to serve you, live for you, walk in the way that you desire for us to walk. Our times are in your hands. And I pray, Lord, that you would call out an army of young people to preach to their generation who will tell others about you. I pray that we will be soul winners, that we will be a soul-winning church. We know that people are not automatically saved when they are born. But we know that there's only one way, and we must tell other people about you, Lord. And I believe there's a change coming in America, and it's going to be as a result of the prayers of your saints. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. In Jesus' name, Lord, we believe that changes are taking place. Just as Leland every day sings the theme song for this broadcast, America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. And so we believe that there's still hope for our nation. We cry out for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. On this Thursday, so delighted to have you listening. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about how we're enlisting a thousand prayer leaders and how you can be a part of that. And so you have a great day today. I just bless you in Jesus' name. And we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.